Welcome to Dialing Dork, everyone. My name is Irv. You are listening live from my basement. And, you're probably not listening live, actually. I don't think anyone's listening.
No, usually people are listening by,
I think we say I'm recording live. I don't know what I say.
Yeah, no, we're recording live.
Well, we're recording
They're
live.
They're listening post-production.
They're listening dead. anyway.
Good evening from the grave.
Tales from the Crypt.
Yes. Hi, Matt, how are you? I am joined tonight by Dork Almighty Matt Minar. And, of course, my name is Irv.
Katz. I'm doing well. How are you? Sounds like you had a rough day.
Well, that was all right.
How's my more than usually loud levels?
Do it again?
Do it.
Yeah, that looks good.
Do it again.
Okay. If you just talk in a normal conversational tone, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, but you know, I tend to get emphatic about what I'm talking about.
So here's
about.
What we've got tonight. We've got a Shane's YouTube clip of the week.
Okay.
We've got a bare metal question of the week from Tim Wurzel's bare metal question of the week.
Unfortunate Vista bare metal question.
That's no problem.
I think the answer to this one is going to be bare metal.
Very well could be, but I don't know if he has a replacement OS, so I think maybe we'll just stick with the Vista. It's fine. It's no big deal. If that person isn't doing a whole lot, just surfing mostly, Vista's fine.
Well, we can talk about this.
We also have I have a tale from the dork side. And we have some, I wouldn't call these pieces of flair, but I am going to do an on-air install while we're talking of Zubuntu.
Zubuntu.
Which is sort of the low-power Ubuntu.
Yes.
I'm going to be giving these machines away to some underprivileged people who live in a building for, a mental health, apartment building.
And you're going to give people with mental health problems computers.
Well, they want to start a little computer lab where people can go use the internet. So I've started to shy away from just kind of throwing on whatever operating system I have laying around.
Sure.
Windows basically. That
right.
I don't really. I mean, look. This one has a COA for Windows 2000 Pro. This one has a COA for Windows ME, I believe. So I mean, really, if I wanted to, I guess I could put those on there. But if I'm not putting XP on these machines, then I think I'm going to throw Zubuntu on there and see what they say.
I think that's a good idea.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, I'll do you think they can get the hang of Firefox? I mean,
please. A monkey can get the hang of Firefox. It's that easy.
And OpenOffice, perhaps?
And OpenOffice was recently discussed by a gentleman who does regular comparisons.
On Linux.com? I thought we might talk about that.
It came out all right. I personally use OpenOffice all the time.
Well, I know. I do, too, except for the fact that I don't like it.
Why not? I mean, what's your gripes?
Well, I have some issues. Well, I have to say that I kind of like the bloated nature of Office, Microsoft Office, because
that's got to be one of the funniest statements ever.
It's kind of like
software bloat.
Well, you know, when it comes to Office productivity software, I'm a bit of a chubby chaser. Let's say
you're a bit of a Jabba the Hutt, the Office application.
Yes. Well, so I kind of like Microsoft Office. I think it just must be a situation where I just have not enjoyed the learning curve. Plus, things in Excel, in Calc or whatever the fuck they call it in OpenOffice, you have to do this whole plugin to do the text to columns. That's a big thing for me. I use text to columns a lot in Excel.
Okay.
And you have to get a plugin for that, the plugin installation process didn't necessarily work all that well, and I've had a lot of trouble getting it to run, and just I don't know, not happy.
All right, fair enough. I don't generally use that functionality very that often. I'm surprised you do.
I use it a ton, and I'll tell you why.
Please do.
It is very useful for. It's very useful for taking, when you're doing, kind of a data transformation by hand. And you need to, change a little bit of formatting about them, such as, a bunch of stuff has commas, and you need to turn them into quotes or something like that. And it's just great to do text to columns, isolate the commas in their own column, turn them all to quotes, or do whatever you have to. Hi, honey, are you going to? Yoko's got to hit the job site tonight.
Oh.
So is everything good to go?
Yeah, I think it's not asleep. So maybe
I can fill the dead air that would normally occur during that time while you go check.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
I think we just had dead air. I don't think anyone could hear what Yoko was saying just now. Basically, what she was saying is that my son's not asleep yet, and I have to go check on him, make sure he's not, like, crying hysterically. Is that what you're saying, Dory?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so moving on. I'm sure that OpenOffice 2.3 is a lovely, lovely product, and I am very, very...
Is it? I think it's 2.23.
They just talked about 2.3 is coming out.
Oh, coming out.
And that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
was compared to Office 2007.
Okay. All right.
I have the article right here, Matt.
I believe you.
Okay. And, you know, maybe for what other people do, let's just say that I
you know, just used the process incorrectly. You should be you know, just... I don't know, opening it up as comma-separated value file and you know processing it correctly.
And speaking of chubby chasers.
Speaking
of chubby chasers, I'd like to talk about tonight's Shane's YouTube clip of the week.
I didn't see that. Or did I submit that? I know I've submitted a couple, which is rare for me to do.
Well, it's actually over at
the Earl.
There it is. Okay, so I don't really have
search terms.
I don't really have the search string because it's kind of hard to find because Viacom's been prowling the YouTube, getting rid of the Britney Spears performance from this year's Video Music Awards. It was not good. It was not good, man.
Is there any way we can boycott Viacom without losing out on massive amounts of content?
No.
Fuck.
It's like MTV and God knows what else.
I don't watch
Comedy
MTV
Central,
anymore.
Probably.
Oh, Comedy Central would suck.
Yeah.
If I had to miss out on that.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's my account.
Although, can we get...
Here it is. I believe...
Anyway.
I don't know if this is correct or not, but maybe try youtube.com/watch?V=... Okay, here we go. I don't know if this is going to work or not. Capital D, lowercase K, lowercase Z, lowercase H, capital V, capital H. I don't know if that's enough. Is that enough characters? Oh, no, there's more. Capital T, capital X, lowercase g, capital S, numeral 4. Anyway, you could go to www.popcrunch.com and then type in /Britney-Spears-MTV-Video-Music-2007-Gimme-More-Performance. Or maybe you could just go to popcrunch.com, and I think it's some sort of blog, and just find the article from September 9th, I believe. So, yes, Britney Spears broken heel video, what? Video evidence of a broken heel as support for the claim that a defective boot was the true culprit for the singer's MTV Video Music Award opener. She wasn't in shape. She's not in shape. All right, she might be on her way. She's got extensions in her hair, obviously, because she shaved her head not too long ago. She looked otherwise, though. Her face looked pretty. Her makeup. I thought her chest should have looked bigger, seeing how she just had a couple of babies.
You know, there's a phenomenon.
But you know what?
Phenomena?
I would after the show backstage. I would hit it every which way till Sunday.
Exactly.
I find Britney Spears when. When fully made up and in her sexy outfits, I find her really hot.
Yeah. I mean, I can't quite get over the tramp thing, but who am I to talk? I think Christina Aguilera is hotter than Britney, so I think it just turns out to be a preference thing.
I find Christina Aguilera's face to be a little odd, but then again, you know what? That's okay. I would definitely...
We hit that every way till Sunday as well.
I would definitely disappoint both of those ladies.
Exactly. That's what I would do.
In the bed. Okay, so anyway, I would say if you haven't seen her performance, go check it out. It's definitely train wreckish. It's bad lip syncing, almost no dance. She can hardly move. That's the thing that's really got me bugging. She can hardly move. She needs to get a serious personal trainer. Like, she should come out here and train with Eric Lichter no pun intended. That's his name, though. Eric Lichter in Euclid, Ohio, who, like, you know, helps a lot of pro athletes and college athletes train. And she needs to, like, really change her whole muscle tone and get back to the Britney we all know and love.
You're just not right sometimes. That's all I gotta say.
So anyway, as I said, we're going to do this on-air installation of Zubuntu. But I also have a Tales from the Dork Side. Of I had to buy for a client a replacement PC for her his daughter, whose motherboard just kind of crapped out, and it like it experienced some kind of power problem.
Mm. Okay,
because it wasn't booting. We weren't getting any video, and you could hear the fan on the video card go like, and like not and not turn, and the video card wasn't producing any video, and the hard drives were coming up, but I wasn't getting any post behavior.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
So I started. So I started fiddling around with things, and I mean, it was, I pretty much figured it was dead. I mean, it was like a Pentium 3700, an old Dell, you know, a Dimension. You can see the with one of these two behind here.
Still a capable machine for well for what she was doing.
She you know she was like playing some Sims.
Okay, that's a little rough on.
Well, you know what? She had a fat video card. We put a nice like 256 meg AGP card in there so that she could run the Sims.
It still makes me laugh to know that sometimes there's more memory on the video card than there is in the whole system.
I think we had 512 in the system.
All right.
So there, bitch. So anyway,
I'm just saying it can happen.
Well, anyway, look, the thing was dead. I mean, it was definitely crapped out, and I was going to have to replace it. But I just wanted to see if maybe the video card just needed to be reseated.
Yeah. So what'd you do?
Or something like that. So I pulled it out.
Yeah.
And then I reseated it, but I had the computer kind of up on the table, and it was like laying on its side, and it was sitting on it's kind of sitting on top of something, and it was like kind of slipping a little bit. So I like reached up. And I pushed down on the video card to try to like stabilize it for a second as I was reaching for like the power cable or something. And when I plugged the power cable in, a big flash of light came out from the bottom of the video card where I was pushing down on it.
God, you have God powers.
Yeah, and then the power supply wasn't working after that.
Yeah, you hosted it.
But it was dead anyway.
Maybe you are Satan.
Well, so here's what happened. So I go and I tell the guy it's dead. And he's like, well, okay, we got to get her something, but it doesn't need to be much. Because all she does is like word processing, checks her email online, does like, you know, webkins or whatever. And she plays Sims. So I'm like, well, I'm basically thinking to myself, any modern desktop will do. Bottom of the line desktop will do. And he's like, I think we should stick with the XP because I don't think she wants to do Vista, especially if, you know, some of her games might not work.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, so I go to Micro Center and they only have two desktops with Vista. Okay. With Windows XP. And one is like $550 and the other is like $700. So I'm like, I don't want to spend that. I told him I didn't want to spend that much because I knew we could do better on like Tiger Direct. Just in terms of, you know, something comparable, but it have XP on it. Like, you know, I just wanted to go, like, get last year's computer. You know?
Yeah. So, what'd they say?
Well, okay, so, but I said, What I'll do is I'll go to the Dell outlet and see if they have, you know, the outlet.dell.com.
Yeah.
Well, they had.
They had.
This Dimension E520,
which is not a bad
with
machine.
A Core 2 Duo,
yeah,
a gig of RAM,
yeah,
and I think like a 200 gig or 160 or 160 gig hard drive,
crap loaded hard drive space, yeah,
okay,
for
and
a COA for
VGA,
yeah,
card,
yeah,
which she needs because her little flat panel doesn't have DVI,
yeah,
Windows XP Pro,
yeah,
and of course keyboard, mouse,
all that.
$309.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
you scored.
So I buy it.
That's a great one. Yeah.
So I bought it.
Yeah,
I bring it home.
Yeah,
and every time you launch Internet Explorer on it, it reboots spontaneously every single time.
So do you re-OS so then, it?
So I re-image. You know, I redo it. Use the restore CD and everything. It still does it. So then I start to discover that almost every networking based thing that I try to do makes it reboot immediately.
So
instead of
NIC driver
instead
problem?
Of being smart.
Yeah.
Well, no, I tried every NIC driver I could find.
Okay.
So instead of being smart.
Yeah.
And just putting in another NIC and trying that just to see.
Yeah.
Like what the hell? Who cares? I'll throw another NIC in there. And
right.
Instead, I decide no, I'm going to call Dell support.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So, the short of the long is that.
Hello, how may I help you?
Well, that's no problem. I don't have a problem with the guy who doesn't have the firmest grasp of American English accent. Okay, that's not my problem because I can understand them. That's no big deal, and they're nice people.
Yes.
The problem is that in order And I knew I needed a replacement machine. It's an integrated NIC.
Okay.
So in order to get to the point where they're willing to send you a replacement, you have to go through their troubleshooting process.
Yes.
Which involved 2 reinstalls of the operating system.
Awesome.
Which went really fast in this machine, but still. Yes. Oh, it's got a DVD writer, too.
Right.
Anyway.
But you're on the phone forever.
So I'm on the phone one night for 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Yep.
The next night I'm on the phone for 3 hours.
Yeah.
When I call back on the third day, and of course my client's like, hey, where's the computer? Because I told him I had it.
Yeah.
When I call him on the third day, I just basically said, please just take me to a supervisor. I have to have a new computer now. If I spend any more time on this, I mean, whatever profit I was going to make by marking up the computer is gone.
It was gone.
Way gone.
It was gone.
It was gone the moment I...
you picked
it was
up the
so
phone.
Gone. I'm like, I just need to have this replaced. And they're like, you're right. It should be replaced. We're putting in the ticket right now. You will get either the exact same specifications or a slight upgrade if need be with XP Pro,
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It will be there in 7 to 21 business days.
Exactly.
So I call my client, and I said, "Look, dude, they sent me a computer. It was beautiful, but it's a goddamn lemon. I have spent like 8 hours on the phone with Dell. I can't spend any more time on this. I'm so sorry you've had to wait. Please apologize to your daughter for me. I'm on my way to Micro Center to just buy something,
right?
And that's it. I happen to have this old student edition of Windows XP Home laying around.
Right.
So I just went and bought the cheapest name brand Vista PC I could find. I think I got it for $389.
Okay.
It's like a compact. I got it $389. It's it's got like an Athlon.
It's still okay if it runs Vista. I think it's a very capable machine.
Right. And it's just it's got whatever. I put XP Home on it. Okay, and then I go to Compaq/HP website to get XP drivers. Only Vista.
Of course.
Only Vista.
Of course.
So I was like, well, that's probably just bullshit. I mean, it's probably just bullshit. So I downloaded one of them. And it says this machine does not meet the requirement. So I go. I'm like, oh Christ. So I like.
What were you missing drivers for?
Well, let's see. Ethernet, video, network, modem, and the motherboard, general motherboard.
So that's all chipset drivers. Generally, you can go to the chipset manufacturer and get drivers that will work.
Yeah, well, so I put the model number in there. I just put the model number of the computer. I said XP drivers, and somebody had already gone through all the tech support and put all the links. And so
very nice.
So I was able to get all the drivers on there. I could never get the modem to work, so I yanked it. Oh. And I put in a couple extra USB ports.
It was an
add-in
modem?
Yeah, it was PCI modem.
Weird.
Little soft modem.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You don't want to ever use those anyway.
Yeah, they don't need it. So anyway, so there. So yeah, so I finally dropped the machine off and...
So yeah, so that was about
nuts.
Oh my God.
I took a bath.
Yeah, you did.
But wait.
So what do you got to do with the E520?
I'm going to box it up and ship it back when the new one arrives.
And what are you going to do with the new one?
Get
it to another freaking client.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm just making sure we're on track here.
What I'm probably going to do with it is I'm going to attempt to put Fedora, I think I'm going to attempt to put Fedora Core 5 on it.
And why 5?
Because I think that's the only one that will run Zimbra. I'm going to try to sell it to one of my clients that I gave him Zimbra. I remember I was doing the whole Zimbra thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, right now that's running on a 2.4 gigahertz Pentium 4 with 768 RAM or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And, they've complained a little bit about
performance. So
it's
got
to render these AJAX pages and stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
So I'm thinking I'll talk them into
an upgrade.
Yeah, and I'll put the memory up to 2 gigs.
Uh-huh.
I'll slap another hard drive in there for because it's already going to have a RAID capable motherboard. So I'm just going to slap an equivalent hard drive in there, and I'll do a hardware RAID and hopefully all the drivers are available that I need for Linux. And then of course there's all the configuration, which was such an unbelievable, hideous, horrible experience, and getting just Zimbra installed and everything. And then I'm not sure how I'm going to migrate the Zimbra installation and all their mail stores and everything and their aliases and all that shit. I'm not so sure I even want to do this.
It might be wise to just move the hard drive from the existing system to the new one.
Well, would it just, it wouldn't just boot up, would it?
Why not?
Would it?
Sure.
Why? How?
The kernel should automatically detect at least the basic.
That's true. I mean, it is a software based RAID that I put in there. Is it the what is it, Grub or who does? What does the RAID in Linux, the software RAID in like Fedora?
Kernel.
Oh, the kernel. So I guess I could just do that. I mean, they're just 80 gig SATA drives.
I was gonna say break the RAID first.
Break the RAID first.
Uh huh. Because then move it to the next. Either break the RAID, ghost it to the bigger hard drive. Right.
Can I do that?
You should ghost.
Ghost supports
the EXT.
EXT 2 and 3
system. So what? 2 or 3? What? You probably have 3, but
yeah, I 3 2 and 3. I think I have 2 for the. I remember reading somebody recommended configuration. I used 2 for either the boot partition or the swap file. I can't remember which one.
Okay. Well. Whatever. Whatever.
It's not a complex thing.
Check for support, but I'm pretty sure it does.
Yeah, you know, I don't
pop
know.
Pop it under the bigger.
I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if
why.
Because it's gonna take a bunch of time, and I don't know if well, he's gonna want
to
pay for it.
Then just move both 80 gig drives to the new machine.
Maybe I will do that. And you think the kernel would pick it all up?
Kernel should pick up the necessary parts. You might have to tweak it.
Will you help me?
Depends on when.
Anyway,
I have a full time day job.
Oh, here I have some things for you.
What's that?
I have a certificate from the Exchequer. What do you mean? Oh, come on. It's your money. I've been paid for everything.
You got paid for everything?
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't take any loss on this or whatever?
For what?
I don't know.
Why would I take a loss? Oh, yeah. You know what?
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. What are you talking about? It's like...
All right. As long as you're getting paid for it and making a little bit of money, I don't care.
No, I'm not charging anything. My commission for the stuff
at
the big client because the rate is too low to begin with.
Alright.
I also have this. I'm keeping this, but I just wanted to
Yes. This is awesome.
If you can imagine, it's one of those like yellow, like warning, like triangular warning signs. And it has like a picture of a guy kicking another guy into a pit, and it says "Caution: This is Sparta." So there you go.
I'm gonna scan this and shrink it down and use it as my iPhone background.
I think that's go ahead and borrow it then.
Oh, is this the only copy? You don't have an electronic?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think I saved it.
I'll make it electronic. I mean, unless you got a scanner handy.
I have one upstairs, but Frankie's asleep, so.
I'll take care of it and send you the e-copy.
Oh, that'd be great.
Fantastic.
I'd like it in 1200 DPI.
I don't know if I can do that.
That's a really okay.
The scanner I've got is
600. I don't think the detail on that thing is warrants it. Sweet. Okay. So what do you say we fire up one of these Zubuntu?
Yeah, let's get it going here.
All right.
Where's the monitor? What's it going to is it going to
over there? Over there.
Okay, cool. Meanwhile, I can regale everybody with the Godfather Wii game stories.
Yeah, let's hear about your Wii game.
Awesome. Dr. J mentioned it as one of his favorite games, and I decided to go to Hollywood Video and rent it. And I think I've rented it enough times now that I should have just bought the damn thing. But sometimes you'll have that. But the start of the game is what catches you. They licensed all of the music, the characters' images, their faces and stuff like that. So you get that Godfather theme song kind of coming out in the beginning, and you get Marlon Brando's voice, and he does this incredible, you know, someday, that day may never come, I might call upon you to do a favor for me. Until that day, accept this as a gift.
I love it.
Wow, that was outstanding. That was outstanding.
Into this game, and... you know, it's got all the feel of the time period and, you know, the cars and the peoples and the whores and...
What does that mean?
What the hell did you do?
I don't know. It says Busy Box version 1.1.3.
Well, it's trying to initialize the RAM disk to do the install.
Can't access TTY, job control turned off, init tram FS. Initialize the RAM file system.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Initialize the memory disk.
Yeah, I figured that out, jerkwad.
Jerkwad. How come this one's working?
Well, the other one was doing this also.
Oh, so what happened?
I don't know.
Okay.
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
So far, right. So bad.
Anyway, so it's got some really cool stuff.
Oh, that looks good.
Oh, yes, VGA drivers.
Is it going to try to find better?
What the hell is the...
I don't know.
Well, the Compaq. Did you check the hardware, you know, list for Zubuntu before you tried this?
No.
Loser.
Why would I do that? It said it's designed for older systems.
Yeah, but how old?
I mean,
in terms of Moore's Law, these things are
it says like,
2 centuries
old. It says like
old.
700 megahertz. This has like a 1 gigahertz processor, and this is like it 733.
Does? It still amazes me the style that they put, you know, into desktop cases a few years ago. They just look like ass.
This was nice.
It looks like ass.
You put your CDs right there?
It looks like ass.
You're a jerk.
Sizzle chest.
Sizzle chest?
I remember the Jerky Boys.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway, for any of you people that have the Wii out there,
good.
Go check it out. The motion controls are awesome. The car chases are cool.
Okay.
Running a gas truck into an enemy Famiglia's compound and blowing it up so you can blow their shit to hell. It's good stuff. Not to mention all kinds of like execution styles. It reminds me of the first like Mortal Kombat with fatalities. You got
very
like
good.
Special moves you can do to finish people off.
Awesome.
With creative
awesome.
Names like
awesome.
Riddled with Lead and
how do you
shot to the head and stuff like that.
You need a woman.
Actually, I can talk about that too.
We should have a thing called Dork. We should have like Dork Almighty's dating crisis of the week.
Oh my god, I had a bad one a few two weeks ago now.
Is she pressing charges? Is she pressing charges?
I should be pressing charges for misrepresentation.
Misrepresentation? What does that mean?
Well, you know, I mean, I use the online, you know, services and stuff like that. And
do you? Which one? J-Date?
No, I should try that though. I mean, you can find myself a good Jewish girl.
Okay.
Anyway, now you
if
know
you're
what?
Not look,
never break
J-Date,
the cardinal rule.
Girls on J-Date are looking for J-Boys. They're not looking for...
I could be Jewish.
I know you could be, but you're not.
What does it take?
Well, you want to convert?
I got to go convert.
You got to convert.
You
got to go...
Buy somebody off or something.
First, you have to allow yourself to be penetrated by all the rabbis. No. What it comes down to is that you need to go through a whole process. You need to study. You need to learn a lot, and then you have to be dunked
in the water.
You got to be. It's not. I wouldn't call it a baptism, but it's you know. It's the.
It's the dipping in the water.
It's the.
They gonna hold me by my ankles like Achilles.
I don't. You wish. I think it's what the hell is it called? Not the midrash, not the minion. It's got
what kind
M.
of Jew are you?
I can't remember what the thing is called.
Crybaby. You should be excommunicated.
Somebody told me we
already.
Were gonna have to take Frankie to this thing.
Because
Frankie's mother's not Jewish.
Signifying your excommunication.
Oh, forget it.
Forget it.
Anyway, you gotta go through a whole bunch of crap and you gotta get dipped. You gotta get dipped like a dipped like
those,
a roast beef
Jewish
sandwich in the
anything,
jus.
Right? I'll just tell them.
You could lie, I guess. You could lie.
Anyway.
How come Cleveland isn't on this list?
How come Cleveland
isn't on this list?
Because we're in New York time zone.
Yeah, but it says...
So, I mean, is it socially acceptable for a Jewish man to take a non-Jewish wife and not really as acceptable for a Jewish woman to take a non-Jewish husband? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Wait, what?
Is it?
No, it's perfectly acceptable for you to marry a Jewish girl, but I don't think you're going to find one.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
On
I mean,
J-Date,
so
because they're looking for other Jews on J-Date. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
God damn.
What a sexist site.
Oh, talk shut up.
Ethnic, you know, separatism.
Toronto. Detroit.
We're in freaking, just select the one that
Cleveland?
Says -5. It's
yeah,
Eastern time.
They're all saying -4.
We'll go to
because it's Eastern Daylight Time. That's why.
Oh.
That's why it's -4. But the time is all fucking wrong.
Mm. Anyway, so this girl shows up and, you know, never break the cardinal rule if you are looking, you know, using the online dating services. Always get a picture. No matter what they tell you, always. God.
So is this where we're going with this story?
I'm not going to go any further because that's all you need to know.
So she didn't live up to your expectations?
No, she sent me a picture. Let me rephrase that. Always get a whole body picture. You know, because cute face does not necessarily equate to, you know, great body. Or at least average. But anyway, so I went out with this...
Fat cow?
No, we're done with that story.
Oh, we're done with that story?
Yeah. Anyway, I got a text message with a photo attached, but I'm having trouble putting in all the information to go get the damn photo down, and that's... I'm supposed to see this girl this week. So it should be interesting. It's not been too bad.
Okay. Well, that doesn't sound so bad, I guess.
No.
But the false advertising, that's not good.
Yeah, false advertising is a bad thing.
That's not good. Are they going to make me put a password in?
Yes, you must select a password.
Why?
Because this is freaking Linux. You can't.
Linux should let me do whatever I want to do.
No. They're helping you to have decent security practices.
Put in
a freaking password. It's the root account. Jesus.
Fine. It's not the root account. It says, what's your name? It's bullshit, man.
Actually, the process is going pretty damn quick, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is.
We're already...
It's partitioning. It's installing the system.
And what, this has been 3-4 minutes?
Probably. I hope this is just doing this all by itself.
What is it? I can't read that far.
It failed. The EXT3 file system creation in partition number 1 of IDE1 master failed.
Failed.
How can it fail?
I don't know.
All right, I guess it wants me to, maybe I should do it manually. I want to use the entire disk. Well, it's not going to get rid of the other... There's an old Windows system on there. It's not going to get rid of it for me?
Oh, that... go back. You should be able to select an option to, destroy the disk. You know, overwrite the entire...
There was none.
Nothing?
It either says use entire disk...
No, Jesus, I can't...
It says use the entire disk or I'll go to manual. I'm just gonna do it manual. I tried using guided use entire disk
and it
failed to create the thing. Oh, see, there's the NTFS.
Yep. Format check. There you go. Edit partition. Use as EX. Change it to EXT3. Yeah.
Well, wait. What? Wait a second. What? Wait a second. Wait
what?
A second.
What? Or you could have just deleted the partition. I mean,
yeah, I'm gonna delete. I'm gonna delete these partitions.
There you go.
This is crazy.
It's not crazy. It's trying to. It's trying to be helpful and help you not destroy data that might be there. In the case that you do want to overwrite everything, well. It's making you jump through some hoops. I don't call that a bad thing.
You don't call that a bad thing?
No. I mean, because generally, I think if you're trying to set up a dual boot, that this would be, much more easy. Considering you're not, whatever.
All right. Do I want the swap partition to be primary or logical?
It's a single drive. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Anyway, whatever.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I don't know what I'm trying to say either.
Partitioning is utilizing your CPU pretty heavily at this point.
My brain.
Your brain, yes.
I'm like looking at this thing like, duh.
I'm about ready to see the black screen of death that... Windows Vista is now going to give to pirate people. Is it still say it was unable to do
it? Oh, I need to put a mount point.
Oh, yes, you do.
Mount point, media / is that good enough? And is that, there you go. New root file system is defined. Oh, well, can I, what do I call it? Yeah, boot? Root?
No, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Just slash. There you go.
Ah, okay. And do I need to do something for the swap here?
No, it automatically handles that kind of thing.
Are you sure?
Well, reason
hasn't been doing much.
There you go.
You have just destroyed all data in the NTFS file system.
Ugh. Excuse
Contact
me.
OnTrack if you need data recovery services. Yeah, I wonder how that turned out. I wonder if Mr. Wurzel
He
didn't mention it.
He didn't mention it, so. All right, let's see what happens now. Install, you motherfucker. Starting up the partitioner. Installing system. Yes. We know. I think it's getting for...
Uh-oh.
It failed again.
Did you test the system before you...
I put Windows XP on it.
Oh, really? Wonder what the hell it's doing.
Maybe Zubuntu is garbage.
I don't know. Like I said, I've never tried it.
It's feisty fawn.
Feisty fawn? Maybe yeah. It's a little bit too feisty for this software. For this fawn.
Well, now I'm starting to think that maybe I should just run a DBAN.
Where's your Fedora install? Yeah, let's see.
I'm just gonna run DBAN, wipe the drive, and then start over. What do you think?
Well, whatever.
Throw in the
course, the Fedora Core DVD. See if that works. Maybe it's a feisty fawn thing and not a general Linux thing.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
No,
I'm not gonna do that.
You're always doing the wrong thing.
What am I doing wrong this time?
Well, I don't know. It just sounded like a good thing to say.
You're a rat bastard. Okay, so anyway, what do we have left? We got Tim Wurzel's bare metal question. Why? It's gonna boot from the thing.
Oh, okay.
Should I do it in safe graphics mode?
Yeah.
Forget it. It's already got artifacts on the screen. I mean, this thing's got 384 megs of RAM.
Hey, man. I'm just here for the ride, dude.
All right. So, anyway, let's look at Tim Wurzel's up.
Tim Wurzel said something about Vista.
Okay,
and
dorks. So, my sister just bought a Toshiba laptop with Vista Home Edition on it. I know nothing about Vista, and all I've heard is negatives. I currently have the laptop in Detroit with me so I can get rid of some of the package garbage that comes with it and put some things like antivirus and word processing on it. Basically, what are your recommendations that I do? Should I install AVG, or is there a better... See, it did it again. What is that?
I think feisty fawn might be a little bit too feisty for this old hardware.
That makes no sense.
I know it makes no sense, but you know what? If you want to deban one of them and try it.
This one was just deban. I don't even think I... You know what? Forget it. I don't care.
Come on.
I'm just...
Where's the CD? Don't you have
I'm upset.
CDs laying around?
I'm upset.
I'm trying to get, you know, get
I'm
forward
upset.
Here. I understand that.
I'm upset.
I understand.
Come on, this is, you know, this is Ubuntu. It's supposed to be plug and chug.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, basically, what are your recommendations that I do? Should I install AVG, or is there a better antivirus? Anything I should look out for or point out to her to use? She's a basic home user that's going to be using this to browse the internet and do word processing. Also, I bought a Wii. It's amazing.
Exactly. Find Welcome, Wurzel.
Tim,
send me your council code. Dude, you got to share that stuff. Having the extra guys running around when you're playing sports and stuff is awesome.
All right.
Seriously.
Okay.
It just makes it more fun.
Okay. I also bought Tiger Woods, and I bought the baseball. Yeah, I got Tiger Woods 08, I believe, and I got the baseball. It's this baseball game. Why, you want to go play?
I was going to say, what the hell are we still talking down here for?
Well, we'll be done in 20 minutes, and we'll go upstairs, and we'll
Dude, play. It's 5 minutes to nine.
Yeah, but we didn't start the show till like 20 after eight.
I was late.
Anyway, first of all, let's talk about this Toshiba laptop with Vista Home. Be quiet.
No,
he's fine.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, let's talk about Vista.
Okay.
Did he say he couldn't get XP on it?
No. I don't think he's gonna put XP on it. Look, Tim, if it came with a bunch of extra garbage, feel free to uninstall it.
Definitely.
AVG apparently is Vista capable, so I would say use it. AVG free, I think, is Vista. If it's not, then buy it. It's probably only like, you know,
it's cheap.
30
it's
or 40 bucks for a 2-year subscription. It's a nice product, and I still haven't found anything to really, you know.
You know, honestly, there's nothing wrong with Norton either.
Yes, there is. It's like a huge resource hog. The way it does business, its footprint is enormous. And Vista, as it is so freaking huge.
True enough.
So anyway...
Just that Vista's huge. I don't.
Anyway, here's what I'm whatever. I'm telling you. Go with the AVG. It's got a nice small footprint. Okay.
I haven't tried Open Office on Vista yet, but I would give it a shot.
That's
Java works on Vista, and that's what it's based on. So it should do just fine.
I would also suggest you get Office 2007. Okay, if you don't want to spend
like
a lot of
$400.
If you get the Student and Teacher Edition, it's $149.
This is
it just
sister.
Won't come with Outlook. It
doesn't say that she's a student.
I'm just saying. If she's got a kid at home, then get Student and Teacher Edition for $149. Okay? It's got Word, Excel, and PowerPoint.
No,
doesn't come with Outlook. It does not come with Outlook.
Good.
But she doesn't need Outlook because Vista comes with a mail program. Just like Windows always had Outlook Express, it comes with something called Windows Mail. It works just fine. If she's going to be online to do her mail, then it doesn't matter anyway.
Well, and besides, you can install Thunderbird and Firefox and whatever.
But you, simple, basic home user. What part of that don't you understand?
I understand that he's installing programs for a basic home user. I would, as a decent administrator... Keep them off of Internet
you
Explorer.
You might be a good administrator, but that's Windows not what shit. Home users want.
If you give them links to Thunderbird and Firefox and let them
they want
go,
comfort.
That is comfortable.
They won't understand. They'll get upset.
They won't
get upset. They'll immolate themselves on the front yard.
Then they deserve to die.
Like that Buddhist
this is
monk.
Evolutionarism right here.
Evolutionaryism?
Darwinism.
That's this...
Survival of the geekiest.
You're a son of a bitch.
Only on the show.
Okay. So anyway, I would say that if there's very good. If there's any garbage software you feel like
Die.
You should take off of there, go ahead.
Kill yourself.
AVG is fine.
Immolate.
And I think that she'll be just fine with Vista. So
asphyxiation.
Let her. Our voices go all the way upstairs. Stop screaming. All right. We have microphones. So anyway, I think that takes care of Tim's quick. Tim, don't worry about it. She'll be fine.
Now you sound like Dory's calendar.
She'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
I've been doing a lot of support on Vista systems, and the thing that gets me about Vista...
I think the question
is just that it's just, you know what it is, man? When you finally get to using it, it's fine. But goddamn, setting it up and just kind of doing administrative type things is so mother-grabbing slow. It's so slow, dude. It's mind-boggling how slow it is.
I would, one of his critical requirements here, we should Google and see if The Sims is Vista compatible.
That's not. I'm not. What?
Didn't he say that?
No, that's my client.
That's your other client. Okay.
The daughter wants. We agreed that they're not using Vista at her school.
Right.
So she probably shouldn't have it at home yet. But I did get her Office 2007, figuring.
Whatever.
Even though it's different. It's different. It's very different. I mean, it's the same, but it's different. I mean, the menuing, you know, like all the toolbars up top, the ribbons, I think they call them the ribbons. Are pretty different.
Dashboards.
Yeah. So, but apparently this guy on Linux.com, which you would think would be very biased towards OpenOffice.
No, he gives good. He gives a good review.
Yeah, I mean,
something pretty honest.
He's pretty honest, and he says that Microsoft Word does plenty of good things. Wow.
We have a phone call.
We have a phone call.
Is this a call-in for the show?
Well, I doubt it, but I got to answer. Hello? Yoko, you're on the air.
No, she's not. There's no levels coming through at all. Never mind.
Oh well, you
go ahead and do your.
You know what? Your levels weren't high enough.
And I'll.
I don't have one of the speaker phones down here. So if you want to hang on, I'll go get one of the speaker phones.
Does she need to be on the air?
You take your time. He's asleep. Okay. Bye. Okay. Well done. Yes, I just lied. I don't know if he's asleep or not. I haven't gone up to check. He's so good. He goes to sleep so consistently.
He's an angel.
Unless you woke him up screaming about asphyxiation, you ass-fixiation. We'll go upstairs and we'll play some Wii Baseball.
All right.
We'll go check that out.
Who's the major name on the version?
Oh, by the way, we're not at that Gorilla Group meeting, just in case anyone. We were going to go, but Dory had, Yoko had to go to the job site. So if she didn't have to do that, we might have gone to that thing. But I feel bad. I feel bad, but not going to happen. What were you asking me? Speak.
Oh, who's the major name for the baseball?
Because
like Tiger Woods.
I think it's Roydie Mc.
you have no idea.
Some guy on steroids. You know
who would be a great major name to put on one of these Wii game things? Ichiro. What?
Ichiro.
That would be fantastic. Just to consolidate the whole Asian influence on the game.
Can we give him nice round eye?
I don't know.
Like Hello Kitty round eye?
Yeah, that's a little severe.
All right, look, man.
Did you see that they're going to make the RoboCop movie? I mean, the Robotech movie?
What's Robotech? Should I know what Robotech is?
You should know what Robotech is.
What's Robotech?
That was like arguably one of the first mecha-based animes.
So I don't care.
Animation.
Before Transformers.
And arguably, some people would say that Transformers was based on Robotech. Because they had transforming, super fighter jets and stuff. Robotech. Search it.
I'm not doing that. I gotta find a bell sound effect.
Why? There's one that's built into Windows.
Not like, bing. I want like... Like bong,
like a gong,
like a church bell. Search for
gong instead of
or Herald Square bell.
Why, dude? You just infected your machine.
I did.
I have no idea.
Look at that 3D Sea Storm screensaver.
Cool. Have you been following the whole spyware being distributed with Tor? Any of those news threads? Tor's a
Tor's like the what is that thing?
It's a IM client.
It's
and they
it's an IM client.
Google it. Make sure that I'm right. I don't use it, so it could be wrong. Anyway, they had a worm making its rounds through its protocol. That's a pretty good church bell.
All right. Do you know why I'm playing this church? Do you know why I played that church bell?
No.
Okay. The reason I played that church bell is because I want to say first. I want to say it's to mark the passing, to mark the end of an era, end of something. It's to symbolize death. Here, let's hear it again.
Okay, who died?
Britney Spears' career.
Oh, that was terrible.
All right, you know who else? All right, here's another one.
I like the trippy little visuals associated with this one.
Charlie Fry's career.
Oh, my God.
The Browns organization showing tremendous composure have traded Charlie Fry after the first game of the season against the team that we can't beat. Anyway, we can't beat them anyway. Not right now. Not in our current. Not, I don't know. Romeo, you know what? Let's have another one.
Yeah.
I think it's Romeo Crennel's tenure as Browns coach. It may not be dead yet, but I think it's walking dead. I think it's dead man walking. Dead coach walking.
Dead coach walking. Agreed.
Here's another one.
This is going to be a new segment on the show. The Death Watch.
I think the Browns season over before it started. I don't know. It was so bad. It was so goddamn bad.
Damn it! I gotta log on and check my fantasy stats, see if I beat Overton.
You gotta see if you beat Overton.
Yeah, I forgot to check today.
Yeah, I didn't even join that league. I'm in too many. I was in too many baseball. I'm in too many football things. Like I'm in like elimination and salary cap and all this. Ugh. And I lost this weekend because Willis McGahee couldn't get in the frickin' end zone at the end of the game because Vernon Davis didn't get a frickin' ball thrown to him. Just ugh.
I know.
Because Plaxico Burress had 3 touchdowns.
All right, tangent question, but relevant to the whole sports thing.
Okay.
How bad would it be if I were to bring a date around who was a Steelers fan?
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
I'm just checking, just making sure.
Well, why? Why? I mean, yeah, it's fine. Who gives a shit? I mean, look, is it so hard to be a freaking Steelers fan? I mean,
no,
they've
it's
won
not.
Five.
That's the whole
they've
point.
Won 5 Super Bowls. Okay, they're really, really good. They could very easily contend for another one this year. I mean, if they're as good as they looked, you know. I mean, this new coach looks pretty solid. I don't know. I mean, it's not hard to be a Steelers fan right now. I mean, it was tough maybe in the 80s and parts of the 90s, you know, before Bill Cowher came along.
True enough.
You know, the 80s were kind of a tough time. I mean, I think maybe Chuck Knoll had jumped the shark and and they had, you know, what, the Mark Malones and the other, you know, and then, like, I guess the Cordell Stewart era and, the you know, that whole thing. They never really were able to fulfill expectations and do much. So I guess it was a tough time for them, but I mean.
That was 20 years ago now.
But, you know, I have to tell you, you know, I mean, they've just got a lot of intangibles going for them. They wear black. People like. You know,
teams with that wear black.
Well, people like, I think, football, you know, black, you know, people want to be tough. They want to think that they're tough. They think that their team is tough. They wear black. They're called the Steelers. Yeah. We're called the Browns. I mean, what's brown in this world? Like, a skid mark in your underwear is brown, you know?
What are we?
Shit is brown.
We're the only team that's, you know, still named after the original coach, right? Or the original...
Well, yeah, we were named after Paul Brown. Brown. Right. The Browns, sure. So what?
I'm just saying.
So motherfucking what?
You know, that's a certain legacy.
You know, you got black.
I think unfortunately we're not fulfilling any of his hopes at the current time.
He's dead.
So?
Well, it doesn't matter. And Art Modell ran him out of town anyway, I guess. I don't know. Or brought the team. I don't fucking know. Who gives a shit?
All right, well.
It's time for... You know, it's like, forget the Browns, okay? They don't deserve our attention. Unless you're somebody who just loves to complain, they don't deserve our attention. We need to pay attention to the Cleveland Indians, who are in first place in their division. They have a 6-game lead. Their magic number is like 12. That means 12 of either Indians wins or Tigers loses, and they clinch the division. Tigers losses, and they clinch the division. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So hold on.
And the Cavaliers.
Wait, who
went to the frickin' finals last year.
Those two teams
deserve our dollars and our attention. The Browns do not. And I think the only way that the fans will ever get what they really want out of the Browns is to, you know, use the power of the purse. That's the only thing we've got. And if we stay away from the games and we don't buy the tickets and we don't buy the jerseys and we don't watch the games, they'll have to do something to get us back.
No, I think we'll lose a football team.
We won't lose the football team because too many people, you know.
No, I mean, if there's no money to be made and the city is shrinking just like some of the other, you know, cities having, you know, rough economic times are doing, the Browns will disappear.
They won't disappear. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, a reduction, not an elimination. I mean, it's like you're still going to have people who go to the game. So there's still people who love the game, who want to take their sons and their daughters to the games, who that's what they do is they go and they Sunday, that's their day, they tailgate, they eat their fucking brats, they drink their fucking beers, and they go to the game and they yell and scream and they get it all out. But the thing is, we're talking about, you know, I mean, it's just like the Detroit fans last year. Well, I guess it didn't really even work. I mean, they were like holding up signs that said "Fire Millen," and like walking around protesting, and it didn't
what
do any good. He still has his fucking job.
Yeah. So what do we? So
he drafted another wide receiver.
We need some old school assassination around this place.
Jesus.
Sorry,
I agree with you.
The Godfather a lot.
I agree. We need someone killed. Someone needs to be killed.
What was I going to say? Oh, so I am by no means a baseball statistician, so I'm going to ask these questions so that I can clarify. Is my here's the question. How many times have the Indians, you know, won our division and yet failed to, you know, go on to any kind of...
Failed to win the World Series?
World Series, you know, competition.
Well, the Indians, we won the division in 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2000. I think they won the division every single one, like 95 to 01 or something.
And,
like
and how many times has that resulted in
they
going
got
to
the
World
Series?
Series
twice, 95 and 97.
But not since.
Not since. They lost in 95 in six games to the Atlanta Braves.
Uh-huh. It was a great series. All, we should have won that.
All but one of the games, I believe, were one-run games. So we to say that we should have won or shouldn't have won, you can't really say that because Atlanta was arguably the best team of the 90s. They were in the World Series. They were in the playoffs every single... I mean, they won. We're talking about like 10 straight years of winning the NL East. And they only got the one World Series win out of it against, naturally, the Indians. They played their asses off, and they had this young rookie named Chipper Jones, who was a killer. They had Tom Glavine threw a one-hitter. I mean, it was just a phenomenal. I think the game six was like 1-0 or 2-1 or something. That might have been the David Justice home run off Jim Poole. Was like the only run scored in the whole game or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter. 97 was the one we should have won.
Thank you.
Because I went to game seven. We have the lead, two outs away, and Jose Mesa just could not nail it down. And, you know, that, I guess that's just the way it goes. It's not like he didn't lose the game because we went to extras.
Anyway.
And Charlie Nagy, unfortunately,
took the
loss. The
point is that I agree with you. The Indians deserves attention. I think they get a lot of attention because we do win the division often.
Well, we haven't won it since 01 or 0000. Since 2000 or 01.
Well,
okay.
But still.
Because then the Minnesota Twins had a run, I think, of three straight years winning the division. They never made it to the World Series. Then you had, so that'd be what, 02, 03, and 04. And then in 05, the White Sox run away with the division only to almost give it all back.
Uh-huh.
But the Tribe falters in the last week and a half of the season, and then Chicago goes on and wins the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, Detroit runs away with the division, and I guess they actually faltered and ended up not even winning the division. Minnesota won the division, I think, and Detroit ended up the wild card, even though they started out so great. But they ended up making it to the World Series, but they were just so happy when they won the ALCS, and they celebrated, and Kenny Rogers comes out, and he's spraying champagne on the crowd and everything. They had nothing left against St. Louis, and St. Louis just dispatched them. They had nothing left against St. Louis, and they couldn't make plays. The pitchers are throwing the ball all over the infield. I mean, it was just a disaster, and they lose. Speaking of disasters, here, I got something here. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Yeah, we're almost done. We're almost done. Hold on a second. And the bells toll for the Michigan Wolverines and their national championship. What a disaster. First, they get outcoached, outplayed by a Division I AA school, Appalachian State. Becoming the first ranked team ever to lose to a Division I AA school.
But
and then they turn around the next week and they get blown the fuck out by Oregon, like 39-7 or something. I think that's 39-7. Either way, it was pretty bad, and they got thrashed. And now you've got Notre Dame, who's 0-2. They got thumped twice. They're playing Michigan this week, and so they're calling it the pillow fight between 0-2 Michigan and 0-2 Notre Dame. And Mike Hart, who skipped the millions in the NFL to come back for his senior season to win a national championship at Michigan, said guaranteed that Michigan's going to beat Notre Dame.
Well, that's a nice character.
Big fucking deal.
All right, so I was asked a question this weekend.
Okay, go ahead.
What did I think about being able to pay players to play college football?
Well, what do you mean pay them?
So give them a salary for playing football.
A salary?
Yeah, I mean,
like, what do you want to call it? Like a student job? Like anything else you might, like grading papers or being a teacher's assistant?
Any compensation solely given to them because are playing football.
If you're a TA or a tutor
then you are receiving compensation for being a TA. Well, I'm talking for if you well, are that's, I'm just saying, for
you're,
playing football.
You're
I'm
doing
not.
Work for the university and playing the university pays you. Playing football for the university is absolutely work. Because
it is not a job.
It is absolutely a job.
No, it's not.
Because you have to go to practice, and you have to play in the games, and you still have to balance all of, you know, you still have to do your academics. It's not instead of academics.
You don't have to do all that stuff.
Sure you do.
You don't have to play football. You don't have to do any of the other stuff either.
Well, you don't have to accept your full tuition scholarship to college.
Yeah, you're getting paid to play football by having that scholarship. Well, you don't get a scholarship for being a TA.
You know, graduate students get stipends and things.
Okay.
You know, right? Fellowships
to
and
go
stuff.
To school.
Fellowships.
Sure.
Like, why couldn't a graduate brother, you know, why couldn't a graduate brother, why couldn't an alumni, you know, establish a fund or something that paid the players?
I don't think that there's like anything preventing
like an
that
endowment
from
of some sort.
However.
Of course there's something preventing him.
It's
NCAA.
Against the rules. But I think the rules are in there for a good place. I mean,
let me tell you
what
why.
I think would happen.
Let me tell you why.
Here's
Matt.
What would happen if you allowed that kind of stuff to happen.
Okay.
The schools that were better funded than others would all of a sudden.
You mean like a state school?
Oh my God!
Or a big private school with an enormous endowment, like University of Michigan?
Yeah. All of a sudden, you would have disparity even more than you do now from schools that, you know, don't have as much budget to throw against the football program as opposed to schools that
Here's
do.
One thing you'll have. You'll have a huge amount of the faculty, and I think, up in arms.
Absolutely.
I think you'll have a lot of people who are like, this is disgusting. There's no way you can do this. Not to mention the fact that you're going to have a lot of players in other sports who are going to demand to
you know,
be paid.
Why don't you pay everybody else, too?
Well, see, that's
How about
what I'm
baseball?
Saying.
College baseball. Well,
but here's the problem. College baseball draws, you know, I don't know, a couple thousand, whatever, fans to a game. Okay? University of Michigan draws 100,000 fans to a game. Okay? They make the university millions upon millions of dollars. So, and the basketball team, you know, plays 15 games or whatever, you know, 10 to 15 games at home with, you know, 15 to 20,000 tickets sold for every game. So we're talking about those two sports right there making a crap load of money for the university. And all that money goes, a lot of that money goes to pay for all the other fucking sports that don't make any money. And all that Title IX sports that don't make any money. So you have to have all the women's sports that, you know,
and you
all
think
equivalent.
That's a bad idea?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know.
The opportunity, I think,
you can't,
for abuse in the system where you pay college sports players
here's
is
what I
far,
here's
far,
what I think.
Far too
Here's
great.
What I think. I think.
Not to mention, hell, if you're playing them more than the coaches, what the hell does that say?
I think that you could have a stipend.
What are you going to do? Caps?
I think a stipend. Here's the big problem. Here's the big problem, okay? What you wind up with mostly, I think, a lot of the time, is you wind up, and I'm, you know, all right, I'm going to jump in it with both feet, okay? But I think what you've got a lot of times are poor black kids on these teams. They don't have any money. Their parents don't have any money to give them. We're not talking about a walk-on or even a scholarship athlete, you know, who is white from the suburbs, okay, whose parents can send him money. Because they're talking about that these kids on these teams cannot, like, do their laundry. They don't have money to do their laundry. They don't have money to take a girl out to eat. They don't have any money. And so the temptation to accept money from a booster, you know, or an alumni, or from the coaching staff or whoever is very, very high. And it's just not fair because they are making millions and millions of dollars for these universities through ticket sales, concession sales, jersey sales and all the other memorabilia, television, you know, rights and all this kind of stuff. And these poor black kids.
Please.
It's the fucking truth, man.
All right, so here's the question.
They have no money.
Here's the question.
They should be allowed, I think, to get a very, very, very modest stipend. Like, I wouldn't have a problem if they, during the season, if they could make, you know, if they got like $250 a week. $250 a week. What's that? It's nothing.
How are they going to school?
They're on a scholarship.
Right, and they're on grants.
No, they're on scholarship.
Well,
they're on athletic scholarship, no grants.
You know what? Then I would be willing to expand the capabilities of the scholarship program rather than giving players a stipend, because I am not
going to perpetuate
the stereotype that the player is there, or the student is there solely to, you know, do athletics. Where that is clearly not the case. No,
that's the nature of their scholarship, and then the rules.
The scholarship is there
say that
to
they
get
can't.
Them into school, and because
here's the
because
problem:
here's
they
the
can't
thing.
Get a because regular campus job because they don't have time. They have to practice, they have to hit the weight room, they have to do all that shit. Plus, they're supposed to go to class and do homework and all this stuff. It's a pretty full schedule, and to ask them then to then go, you know, work at the campus pizza parlor or go grade papers or whatever the fuck jobs are available is too much.
Like I said, I'd like to see the terms of the scholarship before I award people. All
right, so if you're saying that let's say the tuition at Ohio State is $5,000. A year or a semester. Okay, let's say it's $5,000 a semester for in-state, whatever. Okay, doesn't matter.
Right.
So the scholarship says, the athletics says, we are going to.
And what does the scholarship cover, to your knowledge? Which I'd like to clarify.
Basically, I think what the scholarship scholarship probably says, and we should probably look this up. But the scholarship probably says that we will pay for. They either get reimbursed for, okay. Or,
I think it's up front.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like, when I got financial aid at Case.
That's financial aid? That's not a scholarship.
Cincinnati
had a scholarship, and that was upfront money.
Okay, so that was, like, listed on the bill. It says, like, here's a credit, like, on your bill for the scholarship. When I had the scholarship, that's how that was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, here's your tuition. Oh, and here's your credit, you know, for this thing. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, net zero, you know.
Now, he also got money for books.
Well, I did not get money for books or for room and board,
and
but I think that these athletes do.
Program was taken care of on.
Well, I don't think that these athletes. I think these athletes do get room and board.
Okay,
and I think they do get their books, and of course their tuition.
Right,
and I think, you know, I don't know that there's any. I mean, I think that's it. They might get some free like shoes and things if. The university has like a sponsorship deal or whatever with Nike or something, or I get, you know, Nike says, well, we'll supply all
I'm
your
pretty
shoes.
Sure, they supply so all they, the uniforms so maybe, and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, but
they don't, the players
I
don't
mean,
buy
you
that.
Can't really wear your uniform except for like the Friday before a game or something. You can't walk around with your uniform on every day. But they might get like a pair of sneakers.
Right.
Maybe. A couple of pairs of sneakers. I don't know. A hat.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, maybe some
t-shirts. Okay, so they're getting paid, quote-unquote, a ton of money because they're having their entire education taken care of to play football, and arguably, not everybody who's on the roster plays a hell of a lot.
Certainly not.
You can ride the bench for 4 years and have your entire education paid for.
You absolutely can.
If you're going to be complaining about that, I got issues with you.
Okay. I totally understand what you're saying.
Because a lot of other kids are out $150,000 for a
decent
college education.
You know what? That may be true. But you and I, while we were in college, if we had the ability to do so, could have made as much money on the side as we wanted. I mean, we had freedom to that in that department. If you and I had done an internet, I understand that, but I mean.
You know, you're trading here. You know, there are financial aid programs, there are grants that a student can, if he chooses, take advantage of, get his education paid for, especially poor families.
Well, you can't get you're not going to get financial aid if your tuition's already paid for. It's need only and you don't need it.
Exactly.
So, you technically don't need it because everything's being paid for.
Mm-hmm.
But that to me, is that it's only really telling half the story. You know, they want to preserve.
It's telling no different story than a kid who is going to school all on financial aid.
It's fine. It's fine. It doesn't really.
Than a kid who has his education paid for by somebody else.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter because every now and then, someone's going to get caught for getting paid or having a bogus job that they don't go to, but they get paid for the maximum amount that they're allowed to get paid. You know, doing a student, you know, work study program, whatever. And it does, you know, in the end, everybody lives with it. They probably get stuff on the sly. It happens all the time. You know, that's the position they're put in, and that's what's going to happen. And you know what? That's fine. In the end, what you're doing, hopefully, is getting a lot of. If you ask me, you're getting a lot of young Black Americans and education that unfortunately they wouldn't have gotten otherwise because of their financial dire straits that they're coming from. You know, we're talking either just very, very poor upbringings. Not all of them, obviously, but I think many of them, okay? It's a way out, if you will. It's an education that they wouldn't have otherwise got. And even if they don't make the most of it, something's got to rub off on them. They're going to meet people. They're going to have opportunities to go on and have like this sort of, you know, normal, you know, life, if you will.
Well,
like
that's, I mean,
a desk and a job, a desk and a chair and a car and a house and all that kind of neat stuff
and
that
I'll,
legit,
I'll
you know,
that
stuff.
Because I hope that that message is reinforced to any of the players who are playing college sports, because what's the percentage of college players that actually goes on to play?
Oh, it's very small. It's obviously
minuscule,
infinitesimal. Minuscule. I mean, some.
So you're not there to play ball. You're playing ball because they're paying for your college, and you might have a better chance at the rest of your life if
you
bother to take
advantage. It's not like the college isn't getting anything out of it. I mean, let's not, you know, the college is getting a lot. I mean, they have to field a team, you know, and they're allowed to give these scholarships.
A lot of colleges don't field teams. A lot of colleges.
What? A lot of colleges don't field football teams? A lot?
Oh, let me rephrase that.
Frickin' Tri-C probably fields a team.
No.
Okay, Cleveland State doesn't, but see, that's very rare. I mean, but they have every other sport pretty much. They have basketball and baseball and all that. It's very rare.
How many colleges are actually in that top division?
Case Western has every sport you can think of.
And what division is their football team in?
They just spent like... You just spend like $10 million on a new football stadium.
Oh, because their school board thinks that they might be able to
school board?
Their college board.
Their PTA?
Yes, their PTA thinks that they might be able to, you know, switch it up and actually start to compete in a higher division.
Do they really think that?
Well, that's what I heard anyway.
Oh, that would be awesome if Case made the jump to like Division II or something.
Well, there's the rest of your argument. I mean, if you're going to open up this whole pay athletes, do you restrict it just to Division I? Do you do Division II and III?
What I'm saying is...
Where do you cut the line that says you're poor enough that we're going to give you a little extra money?
I mean,
should every player be allowed to have that extra money?
You could do it on a need-based thing.
That's what I'm saying. Look at the scholarship
if you've got a kid who lives down here in the Lakeview Estates, his parents have nothing. He has nothing but talent. Okay, and he gets a scholarship to University of Akron to play football. Okay, if the need is such, and they can, you know, clearly establish the fact that the parents are, you know, virtually destitute, they're poverty stricken. If they wanted to say, okay, you're also getting a $250 a week stipend so that you can go out to eat with your friends like a normal person, you can do your laundry at the laundromat, okay? Because the fucking washing machines aren't free in the dorms last time I checked, okay? You know, you can go buy an iPod or something that everyone else, you know, has. You know, buy a video game. You know, just like be a normal freaking, you know, normal to you and me. And maybe, just maybe, they get just enough money that they don't have to seek it out surreptitiously. That they can survive the 4 years with just enough money in their pocket They don't have to, you know. I'm probably just kidding myself. They'll probably take that money and get whatever other money they can get because they figure, especially if they don't think they have any pro prospects. This is their all. This is the last time they're gonna be able to, you know, get paid. For, you know, fuck it. This isn't even a funny conversation.
I mean, I'm the first one to agree with you.
You know what? The system is probably gonna stay the way it is because I think I think the universities are very committed to it, and that's really all that matters. Oh, here, I got something for you.
Is that the death of education in America?
No, that's the death of tonight's show.
Ah, ending on a sober note.
Yeah, really.
That was some hearty discussion and debate. It's honest
stuff. It was very worthwhile. It was very worthwhile. I feel a better person for it. Nevertheless, I encourage everyone to fast forward. I'm kidding.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll throw a public service announcement out there. Vote for your damn school levies.
Huh? You know, have you seen how expensive some of these levies are?
0.08 of a cent is
per square inch of property. No, I'm kidding.
I was gonna say. Come on. If you can't afford $100 a year,
well, what are the, you know? I don't want to talk about the school levies because schools are funded all wrong
in Ohio. In Ohio, it is screwed up. But as you were advocating
like
that the
unconstitutional
kids, that the kids deserve a chance, they deserve a chance. And while it is,
there's a lot more than school levies that are wrong. You just have to look around and see who actually lives in Cleveland, in the city of Cleveland. You know. People, not enough people who like pay taxes live in the city.
Right.
And so you end up being very reliant on like captive residents who like work for the city and have to live like firemen and stuff like that. And you know, shit, just you know, businesses, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's tenuous at best. Yep. This is very, very sober. I'm not happy. Let's go play Wii.
Amen, my brother.
Okay. Anyway, that was the end of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. Any last words?
Good night.
Good night. Should we say grace?
I didn't know.
Okay, good. I didn't know how sober this conversation was going to get. Well, anyway, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Jesus Christ, for tonight's show. We love you, big guy. And go to cafepress.com/dialadork, no hyphens. Buy some shit. Email us at dorks@dial-a-dork.com. Anything else?
Don't forget to pick up that extra domain. It's September.
Oh, Christ, you're right.
Of course I'm right.
Fuck. Okay. Don't steal our domain. And anything else? It's like the end of a Rush song. It like won't fucking end.
All right, that's it. Go. Goodbye.
Go. Goodbye. All right, turn down the volume then.
Get all those pimps together. It was live.